I became so sick and tired of hearing, I don't have time, I don't have the money. And, you know, eventually to the point where I wouldn't hear from them again. Like, how many conversations have you had where you're trying to see if someone's open, then seeing if they're interested? And if they are interested, they go to sign up, you never hear from them again. I was so sick of that. And I figured out a way to not to do that anymore.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
All right, my friend, hope you're having an amazing day. I'm sitting down at my desk right now, and I had a really great question from someone who she asked, like, you know, how do you get people to actually apply to join your team, and why do you do it that way? You know, this is something that isn't really typically taught inside network marketing, which is fine because we know you have a business, you have an opportunity, you have a service, you have a product. It's just really up to you to how you want to sell it. And for me, I've been finding that getting people to apply to join my team is way easier. Now, if someone just comes to me and says, hey, Trey, I want to join, you know, I know what you're with, I've been listening to your stuff, sure, I'll skip the apply to join my team and we'll start having a conversation. But the way that this came about is because, you know, as you guys know, I was creating content and and people were coming to me, right? Like, they were finding my videos, they were finding me on YouTube and my live videos and all this stuff, and people were coming to me like crazy. But the problem was I had no way to filter out like who's actually interested in joining my team. Some people were just asking questions. They just wanted free help, which is fine. But like, if you have a lot of people that are coming to you, it's going to start consuming your time, excuse me, to the point where you don't have any time for anything else. Like, I was to the point where all these people were coming to me asking for help, or who were interested or weren't interested, or who were qualified or who weren't qualified. And like I said, I need a way to filter out those people because I didn't have time for my own team. I didn't have time for my own content. Like, I didn't have any time for anything else because I was answering all these people's questions and people were coming to me. And so I was, you know, it came to the point where I was really getting sick and tired of hearing people say things like, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, or, you know, is this really one of those things where you have to invest money to start a business? Like, yeah, you dick, right? Like, how many conversations you had where people are like, wait, I have to spend money to make money? Don't those conversations suck? Like, don't you want a way to avoid talking to all those people and only talk to people who have their credit card in hand ready to sign up, right? And so after all of these frustrations and all this time suck and energy suck, you know, I remember sitting down on my front porch and thinking, how do other businesses get their employees? Like, why are we the only industry that the only way to get employees? Well, we don't have employees, but, you know, to get people on your team, why are we the only industry in the world where you have to send prospecting messages in order to get people to join you or buy your stuff? And I started thinking like, okay, well, what do other businesses do? I started thinking of like, well, when I wanted to get a job, I had to go apply to get that job, right? And I never had really had to promise. I had to go through like a, you know, an interview in order to get that job, right? And I mean, I remember when I applied to get the job, I was freaking right out. I was like, I need this job, right? Like, I need this. Or same thing with college. Like, I thought about that. Like, you know, you apply to get into college, you pay money to that college without any promise or guarantee of getting your diploma, right? And so I was thinking like, why are we the only industry that have to do this? And so I thought, well, what if I got people to apply to me? Because it felt like when I was in the seat of getting interviewed, like, I was nervous, I was scared. I was like, I need this money, right? I need this job. And so all the power wasn't in my hands. All the power was in the job, the employer, the person that was interviewing me, right? And so I thought, that's an interesting way to flip this, you know, because what most network marketers are doing is when they're approaching people like, I need you to join my team. I need you to buy my stuff. Don't act like you've never even thought that before. Like, don't act like, yes, we do teach posture, but please don't think that you've never been like, ooh, I would really like to get this sale right now, or ooh, I'd love to get a sign up right now. You would, right? But when you approach people and see if they're open to trying out your product, it's kind of like you need those people to join. Well, when you have them apply to join your team, what I found is like all the power was in my hands now, because based off the questions that I was asking in the, you know, apply to join my downline application. When you look at those questions, well, I'll share the questions with you in just a second. But if you think about these questions, all the power is in my hand because they're telling me what they need, what's missing in their life. And so I, or my company, or my product, really me, I'm the mentor. You're the mentor, right? You're the missing link. You're the thing that's going to help them get what they're missing. And so how do you know what they're missing? How can you get that missing link that they need? So here's what I do. If you look at the questions in my applications, there's a couple different really good questions I'm asking. First, I'm asking like name, email, right? Stuff like that. But another thing that I'm asking is what's missing in your life or business right now? So they're going to tell me exactly what they're looking for. They want to make an extra income. They want to have more time. They want to go on vacations stress-free. They want to do X, Y, and Z. Now, whatever they tell me, and it could be product side. I want to lose weight. I want to feel confident. I want to feel sexier in my skin. I'm tired of not fitting in my clothes and buying and spending a bunch of money on buying new clothes that don't even fit. Like, they're going to tell you what they want. That's their big pain points. And so when they tell you that, now the power is all in your hands because you're saying like, look, if you are looking to make extra money or if you don't have any time right now, you don't have any time or you're not able to travel or anything like that, well, what's going to be different if you keep going down this road? Nothing, right? They've been going down that road for years. And so if nothing changes, nothing changes, right? And so you can easily show them like, look, when you come on board with me or when you buy this product through me, it's going to help solve that problem. That's all they want. That's all selling really is. Selling isn't all these like super sly tactics and all that stuff. It's just simply showing them like, look, this, you told me this is what you want and this is what you're not getting. This product, service, or opportunity is going to help you get what you want, right? And that's it. That's just, you can't argue that, okay? Another question that I ask is, do you have the money to invest today? And I give a couple options. No, I don't. Or yes, I do. I'm ready to get started right now. Now, if they say, no, I don't, they go to the bottom of applications. They go right to the very bottom. That's it. Just like any other application would when you're going to apply to join the time. Like, would you be available Monday through Friday? And if they said, no, I wouldn't, you probably wouldn't get the job, right? And remember, like, you want to be working with only people who are serious about getting started. If your business costs $100 to get started, it's not that hard to come up with $100. I could go ask 5 people for $20. Boom, I've got $100. I could probably sell a PlayStation. I could sell a TV, right? A TV's not making me money, but if I got that money from the TV and I went and sold it, now I can start my business. Now I can actually buy something that is going to bring me more money. So those are two questions that I ask. I can try to pull up a form and show you guys or bring it up to you, but those are the two main ones that allows me to really pre-qualify people and get them to join my team. And that's why I do it, because it allows me to only talk to those people who fill out that form. When they fill out that form, the software that we use, it's called Duplicate. What it does is it sends us a notification, either text or email, saying, hey, someone's applied to join your team. All I do is I open up that email, I see who it is, I review the questions, and then from there, I'll either get on the phone or I'll message them, and we'll just shoot the shit for a little bit, and then we'll start talking about, like, okay, you said you needed this, this is what you're looking for, you know, what have you tried anything else? And if they have, I can talk to them about like, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like. Really, all I'm doing is just trying to have a conversation with them. And it's nothing salesy at all. Like, I think so many people get wrapped up on trying to sell the thing. If you just have a conversation with these people who are applying to join your team, they're already sold on joining. Like, that's why they're applying. They want to be on your team, right? And so there's really no going back and forth. They might have a couple of questions, but other than that, it's like, okay, like, it sounds like you're ready to get started. And they say yes or no. Typically, they say yes because when they have the money, like they said they did, and when they've gone through the things and we've talked about what they're missing and how I can help them, then it's okay, let's get started. Here's my website to get started. As soon as you can fill that out, I'll welcome you into our team page. I'll give you access to all of our team trainings, and boom, we'll get started. And that's it. And so I hope that helps you, my friend, because, and by the way, The way I figured this out too, like you're probably thinking, well, Trey, how did I get to find that link, right? And so what I found this was there's this guy who put like all the links at the bottom of his emails of like, here's my free download, here's my YouTube channel, here's where you can find me on like Instagram, just so that people can get to know you a little bit more and see like behind the scenes and consume more of your content. But one of the links that they had was like, click here to apply or click here to join my team, right? So he puts that link on the bottom of every email. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, if there's 10,000 people on his email list and only 10% of people click on that link and apply, that's 1,000 people who've applied to join his team. That's insane. And so I put that in place too. And just about daily, sometimes multiple times a day, I had 5 people join or apply to join the downline 2 days ago. But almost daily, I would say I'm getting a notification that someone wants to join the team. Now, do they sign them up? No, not all the time. It depends on their answers. It depends on how serious they are, if they're ready to invest and all those things. But it's good to have that filter in place, that thing that can sift and sort the people for you. So it's not up to you to get out there and do the numbers game. When I've done that, in the very beginning, sure, it took a little bit of momentum to get people on my email list and go through the emails and see the links and all that stuff. But, you know, that's why I always tell you, like, you know, you get people on your email list, the emails will really get people to know, like, and trust you, build rapport with them. And then when they're ready to join, that link is right there for them to click. There's no pressure whatsoever. But at least when they do click it and they apply it, you know that that's a serious candidate. And it saves you a bunch of time, frustration, and all that. And I've noticed that there's a better quality of people that are joining my downline because of those questions that I'm asking that are good questions, right? And so I would recommend that you do that as well. Just have some little thing at the bottom of your emails that's like, hey, looking to link arms. Have you ever considered working more closely together? If so, click here. You know, just some link that can bring them to your application funnel. And then boom, when they fill it out, you get a notification and you're off to the races. So there you go, my friend. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!